And BIS brings you a Fulton County sports tradition, Coaches Roundtable, live from Hy-Vee on North Main in Canton. Breakfast and sports conversation on the Coaches Roundtable, Basketball Edition. Broadcast sponsors include Art Hostler Auto Plaza, Spoon River Animal Clinic, Mid-America National Bank, Farm King, GM Mechanical, Davis Buick GMC, Lozier Oil, Perkins Seed House, Spoon River College, Davis Ford, Haynes Physical Therapy, Facet, Nerds on Call, Mid-Century Fiber, and the Hy-Vee Food Store on North Main in Canton. Take WBYS with you wherever you go. Visit 1560WBYS.com for streaming online or download the free app. Sports Saturday and Coaches Roundtable on WBYS next with Leon Groover live from Hy-Vee.
And a good Saturday morning on this February the 4th, and welcome to our Sports Saturday live from Hy-Vee. Breakfast buffet, it's $5. It's an all-you-can-eat. We'll have our coaches. We'll talk Farmington basketball. Huge win last night against the state's ranked number one in 1A, Quest Academy. A win last night for Farmington on the road. And we'll talk with B.J. McComb, the assistant with the Canton Little Giants. Tough loss on the road last night at Pekin. We'll talk with him. Also coming up second half, we'll talk girls basketball with Coach Greg Bennett. They will begin, as well as small school girls basketball teams regional play next week around our listing area. We'll have that for you coming up in the second half of Coaches Roundtable. Coming up later today on Sports Saturday, we will feature Illinois taking on Minnesota today from the State Farm Center in Champaign. 2 o'clock is our pregame. Tip will be at 3, and then we'll have, following that, we'll have Canton at Metamora tonight at 6:30. So basketball for you here on WBYS on your Sports Saturday. Last evening, we began the action again with the Pekin beating the Canton sophomores 47-43. Canton sophomores had a 5-point lead with less than 3 minutes last night, and Pekin comes back to beat the Canton sophomores 47-43. Pekin beat the Canton varsity last night 54-51. Also in the Mid-Line last night, Dunlap 55, East Peoria 49, Wharton beat Limestone 46-31. And Washington 49, Metamora 41. Also last night, Farmington gets their 19th win. A huge win last night at Quest Academy, 62-57. And again, Quest Academy, their second loss of the year. Elmwood had 16 points, 10 rebounds from Lindsay, and Elmwood beat Lewistown 49-27. Also in basketball, Rushville Industry and a Tyler Dimmitt 3-point winner at the buzzer, and Rushville Industry 47, Knoxville 46 in overtime. Peoria Heights beat Bushnell last night 52-49. 11th win for Havana last night of the season. They beat North Fulton 51-23. We will see Havana Tuesday night. We'll have the coverage of that for you on CD Country 107.9 FM. Elsewhere, Addington Avon over South Fulton 44-36. Camp Point Central beat West Prairie 66-21. Delavan 50, Brenfield 32. Ronnie Bleskett, their 21st win. They beat Hartsburg Emden last night, 71-54. Also, it's Porta over Macomb, 56-40. Jacksonville, 58. Monmouth Roseville, 37. Fisher, winner last night, 71-56 over Eureka. In overtime, Tremont, 71. El Paso Gridley, 69. DMAC over Fieldcrest, 56-40. Galesburg, 44. Rock Island, Allman, 38. Urbana knocks off Bloomington, 78-74 in overtime. And also last evening in high school basketball, it was a Normal Community over Manual, 61-57 in overtime. Danville, a win, 87-60 over Peoria High. The Maroons, so Champaign Central, the Peoria Notre Dame, 64-52. Champaign Centennial, 57. Richwood, 45. Mohammed, 55. U-High, 51 in overtime. And the girls, action last night in overtime, an exciting finish at Alice Ingersoll Gym. And again, the Canton Lady Giants 66, Pekin 64 in overtime. And they're now 15-11, 6-6 in the conference. Leading scorers, Tori Oaks with 15, Abby Swope with 14, Anna Plummer with 12, Marissa Murphy with 10. Also, Morton beat the Limestone 60-45, Washington over Metamora 44-38, and Dunlap beat East Peoria 48-36. So those are rundown of the area basketball. Today's session will begin with Jeff Otto, Farmington. We'll also talk with B.J. McComb, the Canton Little Giants. And we hope that, again, quick recovery for Jay Murphy. He's still under the weather, and hopefully he'll be returning tonight at Metamora. If not, B.J. McCollum will have the head coaching duties again for the second night. Greg Bennett from Lewistown and also Clay Vass from Illini Bluffs, all coming up here on our Sports Saturday live from Coach's Roundtable from Hy-Vee. We're streamed online, 1560wbys.com. Back with us, it's Megan. Good to have her back. I know she had a little bit of a surgery. She's recovering, but she's back doing our duties this morning. So welcome back again, our veteran and, again, board op out there. So, Megan, we hope that you're doing well. It's good to have you back controlling the airwaves here for WBYS here on your Saturday and our Coaches Roundtable. Continue, we got Coaches Roundtable live and our first break, timeouts. More coming up. We'll talk Farmington basketball at the beginning of the program after this timeout.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
Must be paying IHS. Yeah. Back with the Coaches Roundtable. Big win last night for the Farmington Farmers. They get their 19th win. They go to Woodruff last night, and that's got a storied history anyhow. When you take a look at the high school basketball in the Peoria area, and Quest Academy, number one in 1A, and beat them on their home court last night, 62-57. All smiles, and he hasn't slept a lot, so I know that's exciting. And what a great game for your group, and how they handle it. And it's all that progression through the season, some key games. You've lost a couple of tight games, a couple of the games you lost, but it really does prepare you for a game like that.
Oh, I am so proud. You're right. I've been grinning from ear to ear since last night after the game. And you know, you want to say you've been there and done that and handle yourself the way you're supposed to, and I thought our kids did. You know, but after we got in the locker room, there was a lot of guys who were excited about the win, and they should be. I was, and you know, the coaching staff was. It was it's one of those things that you circle on the calendar at the beginning of the year. There's a couple on your calendar that you're really looking forward to, and this is one of them because we know the implications of what a win like that does for your confidence and moving forward into the regional seeding.
With you being a host school,
right?
In a way,
exactly.
It's very huge.
And to go on the road and be the team that you know has done very well for themselves, and have really good quality wins against Morton and East Moline, and the way that they were playing, you know, going over to their place, and you know, we had a tremendous crowd. We had a really good following last night. I think we had more fans than they did, and it was like a regional type atmosphere, and we need more of these to get ourselves ready for the regional run. And we started talking a little bit about stuff this week and what our goals are. We really haven't talked about making the state run or anything right. like that up until this week. And, you know, I think it's something that we are capable of beating anybody that we play when we play well and when we play the way we're capable of. And I think last night just kind of, I think that the coaching staff believed that. Well, I know the coaching staff believed that. It was just, do the kids believe it? And it's hard to tell what they're really thinking.
Right.
So I think having that win last night really made that resolve for these guys moving forward. So
it'll
big win for the program.
It's going to be a great satisfaction when you go in with a particular game plan and you're able to carry it out and see the end result at the end. I mean, it's a great boost for their confidence level at this point.
Absolutely. Confidence is such a huge thing. We've talked about it many, many, many times that the game, basketball is a lot about matchups. You know that. You've seen it enough. And we have really good guard play. You know, you talk about Judd and Jake and Eric and, you know, Dylan Hayden. Those guys can handle pressure. They've been there. And this, I think the success from
right.
football has carried over for some of these guys. And just you can see their confidence out on the court. Well, I was talking with Coach McCullough, and it's, we had less than six turnovers last night.
That's
again,
pretty
really good
really.
Defensive pressure. And the thing about it, the six turnovers that we had, I think we only gave up four baskets off of those turnovers, or 4 points off of those turnovers. So that was huge. I think that was a huge key for us. But when you have really good guard play, you're going to win some ball games. And we've got a nice combination. Jared DePriest is starting to play really well for us in the post. I thought he had a really good game. And Thoreau Anderson, who has been starting off and on, came off the bench, had some really big rebounds for us in times that we needed to have them. You know, Dylan Hayden didn't show up a whole lot in the scorebook, but got some big rebounds when we went to a little bit of a smaller lineup. So just it was a huge team win all the way around.
Jeff, when you look at a game like that, when you scout and you have seen them and you look at things, what's kind of the top two things you want to take away or you know you have to deny and for to beat a team who's so athletic and has the explosive ability they have in open court?
Well, you want to limit their points in the paint, and that's not post touches. That's more getting into the lane and
right.
getting in drives where they're getting in close to the basket. So you want to force them to shoot shots that they're not really wanting to take. And with Quest athleticism, they're still able to get to the basket on us at times. But in the third quarter, they kind of made a run on us, and we handled it. I think they took a two-point lead, and we came back and hit a three. And so it's just, to me, it's, okay, can you take care of the ball? So the game plan is make sure if you have turnovers, they've got to be good turnovers. And we talked about that. A good turnover is where a five-second call. Anytime you can set up defense. So I thought we did a really good job of executing that game plan. And then, like I said, keeping them out of the paint defensively and making them shoot contested shots. They got a couple of kids, the Sardin kid.
Yeah.
The Hughes kid, I was very concerned with their ability to shoot the ball from the perimeter. And I think, if I'm looking at the book, they only had 1 3 on the night combined. So I thought we contested shots, and then we did a good job of, for the most part, after the third quarter, limiting them to just mm-hmm. one shot and one opportunity. And they were taking quick shots. You know, they were not in any type of rhythm. When we were coming down and we were controlling the tempo of the game, we were able to run good offense, you know, sometimes 25, 30-second possessions, and then get a layup. And that's just, when you're on the opposite side of that, defending that, that's just
right.
demoralizing. You play defense, good, hard defense for 25 seconds, and then you get a team that you're playing gets a layup on you. So.
Now, what I always like about small school basketball is, watching during the season the progression of your fans. As your success grows, they grow, and it's going to be Tuesday night back home. You got to be jam-packed. I mean, it's one of those games now, you know, you're getting to that point, get a couple of games left, have a chance to get to the conference title in regards to that. So, I mean, there's a lot of still some really key goals to kind of pick up with this team.
Well, we talk about making sure that as a player you're doing the right things on and off the court, and I think that we do that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we do that. You know, yesterday we took the boys, a good group of the boys, over to the state cheerleading competition. And, you know, we wanted to show our support to them because they've been so supportive of us. But I think people see that and they feel like, you know what, these guys are deserving of the things that are happening mm-hmm. to them. And so, yeah, you get a lot of support. It's only a half-hour drive down the road last night to the game, but our fans have been really good and solid, and they've been behind us all year long, and it's been great. And we've talked before. Coming in, when I took over 4 years ago, the crowd was a little sparse compared to what it had been when I was there as an assistant coach. So it's great to see the fans and the support. But obviously the success has helped along with that. But we have great parents, we have great kids, and I really am truly happy for the kids and the program for the game last night, but the way that we played the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
It's been fun.
Four games remaining, two at home, two on the road. So, again, they have their own destiny in regards to the conference, in regards to that. But, again, things stacked up and ready to go for the regional, so things are really falling in place for you guys, you know, and those type of things. And, again, last night you were able to really get into the paint a lot and get some points inside. You know, wasn't relying on threes a lot, but you were able to kind of move, you know, kind of mix it up last night.
Well, we were able to spread the floor, and we had guys that are every bit as athletic as any of the teams that we play. So I know that, you know, Judd was able to get to the basket early. That helped. He gets into the paint, scores on a couple of little floaters. Jake Uras was able to get to the paint, hit a couple left-handed layups, knocked down a big three for us. And then Eric, and I said this to the paper last night, he is, it's a little frustrating because I don't think he gets the recognition that he really deserves. Mm-hmm. He has stepped up for us all year long in the big games when we needed him to play. You know, the times that we've played a line of bluffs and our two wins against them, he has stepped up. When we had the game last night in a big game, and he knew that there were some college coaches there to recruit him, and he handled himself with great composure because they were hanging on him, they were holding him, and he never, not once did I ever see a sign that
frustrated, you know, or anything,
frustrated.
Right?
No, yeah. He just, I mean, he didn't force anything. He let the game come to him. He hit a big three as we started the second half, and he started off, you know, getting the basket, getting to the basket, getting himself going early, and just, he carried us. But at the same time, you know, we had Jake Uras in double figures, and we had several other guys who stepped up and scored when we needed. Again, like I said, Jared Priest hit some timely baskets for us. So it's nice to see those other guys step up around him, but I hope that people start to recognize the type of player that Eric is, and he has been that consistent all year long.
Yeah, 19-4, again, contrary to what was in the paper, it is only four losses, you and I know.
Right.
Yeah, so 19-4, and good luck to you. Again, four games coming up, big home game on Tuesday night against Knoxville. Jeff, appreciate it. Enjoy it, but again, you know how basketball is. It could be you can't overlook certain games, and I know you didn't earlier in the week against Rushville. Got a big win earlier in the week there, so
well,
thanks for moving along. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, I always, even after last night, and it was still, like I said, hard to sleep, but I still think about what Sean Murphy always said. It's never as good as you think it is. It's never as bad as you think it is. So I do
that,
think about that a lot when it's the bad times.
That's a good balance,
always,
man.
That's right.
You absolutely.
Don't think about it. But I also, before I get off, I just want to say good luck to our cheerleaders who are over at State. They made the finals today, so
awesome.
Wish them good luck today.
All right. Appreciate it. Jeff Otto from Farmington got a win last night at State, ranked number one. Quest last night, 62-57. We'll talk Little Giant basketball. B.J. McCollum, Illini Bluffs, said Coach Clay Vass is with us, and Greg Bennett will talk girls basketball from Lewistown in the second half. Coach's Roundtable back after this on Hy-Vee Sports Saturday.
Going to a ball game and banking at Mid-America National Bank have a lot in common. For example, those who go to a game are loyal to the school they're following, just like many of our customers and their families have been loyal to Mid-America for generations. It's all based on trust and knowing who you're working with. Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life, in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
I'm Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies. When you need tech support for your business, nothing is more frustrating than help that's out of town or worse, overseas. At Facet, we are dedicated to providing hands-on local IT support that's available when you need it, which is always now. When you call, Facet delivers. It's true tech peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at facettech.com.
Smartphone? I'd like you to meet computer.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hang on, I'm trying to get my devices to talk to each other. TV? This is remote.
That is not how you get tech to talk.
Yeah, I think you're right. Maybe they're all just really shy.
Get Nerds on Call over here. They get the tech. They'll get everything in sync and talking in no time. Automatic picture downloads, new devices, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, everything.
Think they can get that girl in 3C to talk to me?
Dude, they're nerds, not magicians.
Nerds on Call, a Facet company. We get the tech talking. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
Back to our sports Saturday. Coach Jay Murphy under the weather. He was ill last night and still don't know if he'll be making a trip today to Metamora. I don't know if he possibly can. He will. One of the assistants, B.J. McComb, is with us. And B.J., you know, looking at it, first of all, great to see you back doing basketball and health. Everything treating you good there? I know that you've had a little long haul, but it's good to see you back involved with basketball, man.
Well, thanks, Leon. It's a lot of fun. You know, we got a lot of great kids on this team. It's really as good a group as I've ever been around, and I appreciate Coach Murphy giving me the opportunity.
When you look at coming in last night, is that one of the first varsity games, head coach? Because you've done junior college, you've done underclass. Is it varsity basketball games? That was a little different for you last night.
Last night was 4 years and one day from my stroke on the bench, so it's kind of a big night anyway.
That I
was
bet.
You know,
okay.
4 year anniversary, and yeah, that was my first night as a varsity coach, but it's basketball, so
yeah. A little nervous? Was you a little?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, just happy to be there.
Murph didn't put a lot of pressure on you, or
Murph always puts a lot of pressure on me.
Isn't it great when you have friends that you've known, and when you're doing basketball together, to see a team turn the corner this season, you know, to get to the point where we have double figures and wins, which hasn't for a couple of seasons, really, when you look at the stretch here, but what are the key things for you? What's your kind of the key goal for you as one of the assistants this year? I know you've been really working hard at the defensive end for the Little Giants.
Well, that's, you know, Coach Murphy has asked me to work with the defense, and quite honestly, our efforts on the ball and off the ball last night were very good. We gave up 10 offensive rebounds in the first half. I'm not sure for the game, but probably 16 or 18, and that's really what beat us. So that's a failure on my defensive end there.
Well, when you look at it, and there was a couple of possessions, we let a couple of back screens. They got a couple of buckets on those. Those were kind of the backbreakers, and then the kid hit the three. That was just a tough stretch. We just weren't able to kind of overcome a couple of those.
Well, in all honesty, you know, Leon, I haven't been to a basketball game yet that was a shutout. So
yeah.
when you look at the overall picture of it, yeah, they got a couple of back cut baskets there and an open three. But overall, I thought we did a good job on the ball. What really hurt us was the second effort points. That's where we got killed. Those are the biggest boost to an offense is when a team gets two shots at a trip down, and I think you had a stat on that. I think it's the difference in the game.
Yeah, 15-2, man. When you look at those going in, a couple of goals for you as a team to get a win at Pekin. What did we have to do last night? Transition definitely was one of those things last night, and we wasn't able to do that.
No, we were hoping to get 10 fast break points and at least 6 points on offensive rebounds, and we didn't do either one last night. And then at the other end, giving them 15 points on offensive rebounds was just a backbreaker. And I want to say this. It wasn't the kids. In a one-possession game, there had to be four or five things I could have done to change the outcome of that game. There are things that you do in practice that prevent that rebounding difference. We have to do a better job of preparing the kids for that situation. The last-second situation at the end of the game, when we had 6 seconds, down three, length of the court, we really haven't worked on that in practice, and we need to work on those kind of situations in practice to be prepared there.
A lot of teams are defending Cooper Smith a lot different, really putting the squeeze on him, and they're not really letting him get off the dribble a lot, and he's having to adjust to that. That's another part of his game. He's still in that learning progress, isn't he?
Well, that's one of the flaws I think we have as a team right now, is that our offense relies too much on a player going and making a play instead of the offense providing an opportunity
right.
for the player to make a play. And we've gotten too reliant on asking Cooper to take the ball, create a shot for Garrett Brandt, give Cooper the ball, create a shot for, you know, Ketchum. Whoever it is, he's always got to draw a double and kick it. And we really need offensive action to create those situations that we just don't have it right now.
When you look at it, what was the biggest disappointment other than losing on the road to a Pekin team? But for you as a coach coming in, knowing that you have the capabilities of winning down the stretch, we got an opportunity to really win each of our games as we kind of finish here the regular season.
Well, I'll tell you what, my disappointment is on a little bigger level, Leon. I mean, you get special groups of kids every now and then in coaching. We're 13-8 right now, and I really think this is a 17-4 group, maybe an 18-3 group, and we've kind of squandered it. And it's really, to me, last night, I'll take the blame for last night because in a one-possession game, I'm sitting on the bench. There had to be something I could have done to change the outcome of that game. But overall, the fundamentals that are being taught throughout the program, the focus throughout the program, the development of individual players, it doesn't matter what offense you run, what defense you run, what you do, if the individual players aren't being developed to their fullest. And here in Canton, and I don't want to criticize anybody individually, but here in Canton, we don't have a culture that develops big groups of players. I think at the younger levels, we get reliant on one kid making a lot of points and things like that. Instead of teaching a lot of kids to shoot, a lot of kids to pass, a lot of kids to dribble, and to play the game. And if you can't play offense, you can't play basketball. There are a lot of people that are convinced at a young age, oh, your kid's the defensive specialist on the team. Well, on a baseball team, you don't have 8 designated hitters, so you can't have everybody just be a fielder. And in basketball, if you're one of the 5 guys out there, half the time you're going to be at the offensive end. You have to be an offensive player. We really struggle with that.
When you look at that, then how do you get to that point of changing, that? Because everybody thinks you win a certain number of games at a lower level, that you get into state tournaments and those type of things at the elementary level, that's we just kind of think, well, that's it, that we're satisfied with getting to that point. You can't be satisfied at that level, can you?
No, we can't. I mean, it's not about winning. Everybody wants to win. That is how we're measured at every level of athletics.
Right.
I see no problem with trying to win in 6th grade, 5th grade. I'm not against winning. But if you're setting up schedules so that you can go 25-2, but you look at your team and you have a shooting drill and you haven't developed a team full of shooters, then what was your season really about? You want kids to be excited, to be better, and to want to move on to next year's team. That's really what youth basketball is about. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not there, so it's hard for me to criticize, but I just see the results.
Right.
I just don't see enough kids that can shoot the ball.
I know you're doing some activities on Sunday night and trying to work towards that, right? Kind of getting that culture changed and the attitude of, catching the basketball in proper form and shooting with the proper form and a lot of those things.
Yeah, Coach Brandt's been down. We've had some other coaches in. And we just opened it up for any kids in 6th grade on up to come in and do footwork drills, shooting drills, trying to teach them some of the basics that I think can add to their game. Obviously, we don't cover everything, but we try to help them.
Yeah. BJ, it's great always having you involved in basketball. We go back quite a few years over the junior college circuit and always have great admiration for what you've accomplished, and I think you still have a great deal to accomplish, and we hope that you're going to be a part of the Little Champ basketball program for a long time.
Well, I appreciate it, Leon. I enjoyed breakfast this morning. You and I have talked basketball both ends of the clock, haven't we?
Most definitely, sometimes, that's for sure. PJ, great to see you, and let's go get him tonight at Metamora, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you. Coach PJ McCall, the Canton Little Giants. We'll talk Clay Vass, Illini Bluffs, and Coach Greg Bennett, the Lewistown Girls. Time out. Back here Sports Saturday from Hy-Vee.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day for service that can't be beat. Call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
At Spoon River College, you'll save thousands and you'll learn from some of the best. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, Diesel Power and Systems Technology instructor at Spoon River College. At SRC, you'll work with instructors who empower you to do your best work. With an average student to faculty ratio of 17 to 1, you can bet your instructor will know you by name and will care about your success. Spoon River College offers excellence in education right here, close to home.
Spring classes start January 17th. Visit src.edu to learn more.
Back here with Coach Clay Vass, and again, last night, Illini Bluffs, 21 wins on the season last night. They beat the Hartsburg Indians 71-54, and I know we were talking a little bit off the air about the injury to Taylor Brunega last night, and still kind of a questionable on that, and he may miss a week.
Yeah.
It's too early to tell there, right?
Yeah, it's too early to tell. We're not sure. Taylor's been receiving a lot of hard fouls all year. He's been undercut and pushed in the back and you name it. Well, he kind of got clotheslined going up. He'd had a dunk or two, and they gave him a hard foul, and he came down wrong. And, you know, it's just too early to tell. It was about 5 minutes to go in the second quarter when it happened. He already had 10 points at that point. We were up about 14, I think. But you know what? I have credit to the rest of my team. We had to regroup. We were a little shell-shocked there for a few minutes, but eventually we had some people step up. So, you know, Braden Cox is another one. He went out with a hard foul, had hurt his ankle, and wasn't sure he was going to be back. But shoot, by the second half, he was back, and he ended up scoring 17 for us and pulling down about 15 boards and kind of led the way for us. We ended up with, I think, five guys in double figures. So, you know, we have a team that has, it's not just one-dimensional, and last night was another night for us to prove it, and we're hoping that that's a silver lining to the cloud.
Yeah, when you really look at that, because early in the season you were tested and some early injuries and building depth, and that looks to be really a key thing here as you kind of finish before the regional.
Well, there's no doubt about it. The reason we put together our wins as of late is because our depth is there now. We do have depth on our team, and some of that's because with the early season injuries, we had a lot of guys off the bench that were playing. They were in starting roles and playing a lot of minutes, and now they're back to being in support roles, but they know what to do, and that's what happened last night. You know, Reese Shear, who had went from starting some games earlier in the year to playing a few minutes, he got called into service last night when Braden got hurt. He immediately steps out there and busts a three, draws a foul, hits a couple of free throws, grabs some rebounds, played some good defense, and you know, Lance Crisp is another one. When Cam Scott got his cast off and got back, you know, Lance went from a starting guard to a backup guard, but last night when we needed him, went in there, and he and Brock Bauer put together two or three back-to-back steals at half court, which resulted in layups or free throws for us, and the game went from being a 3 or 4 point game to about a 15-point game in a hurry.
How does the dimension of your team without Taylor, when last night, who is assuming the leadership, who handles the kind of the, you know, his position a little bit? What's the kind of the change there, dimension of
Well, there's no doubt Braden Cox steps up. Braden's a leader on our team, even though Taylor is our, you know, ultimate leader. He's our leading scorer, leading rebounder, and he is, you know, our senior team captain. But Braden Cox has always been right there. He's Taylor's wingman, if you will. You know, he's a great player in his own right, and yet he's probably the biggest fan of Taylor on our team. And so last night at halftime, I checked on Taylor, and I was a little late getting into the locker room. And as I walked around the corner into the locker room, Braden Cox was up in front where I usually stand in front of the whiteboard, and he was reading them the riot act about being a team and playing as a team, and he had written the word T-E-A-M up on the board and circled it about five times. And I heard him talking about how, you know, we pulled together at DMAC and played when Taylor was sick, and that's what we needed to do. So 100%, the person that stepped up and assumed the leadership role last night was Braden Cox.
Got four games coming up. Delvin, who got a win last night, and they're such a dangerous team because they spread you out and they can really shoot themselves.
They can shoot, and I said this last week, I think they're maybe the best defensive team that we play, maybe all year, but certainly in our conference. Coach does a great job down there. Ryan Kramer does a nice job of teaching the defense, and I got to know Carson Ehrenholz a little bit in the off season because he's friends with Taylor and some of these guys, and they play in the summertime, and he was into an open gym or two, and he told me that offensively, Coach says if you play the defense, you can do what you want on offense. That makes them.
That's a freaking inspiring thing.
Yeah, well, that makes them dangerous because you scout them and they do one thing, and then you see them play somebody else and they do something totally different. And you know, we do a lot of that too. We don't call a lot of plays. We teach a game of basketball and we teach the kids how to read defense. But that's what makes you a dangerous team. So yeah, we have all the respect in the world for Delvin. We're lucky. Probably I was complaining last week about having all these days off, but we're probably lucky now that we don't play until next Friday. Hopefully that'll give us a chance to either Taylor heals up or we have a chance to work our game plan like we did with the DMAC game where we know we're not going to have him and work around it.
When you look at things will be coming up, regional seating this week, right?
It'll be
happening this week. So how is that handled? Do you get a part in that, or how does that handle with?
Yeah, we have to do an online thing for the IHSA, where we get all of our games listed and the results listed, and it's a little different this year. I've got to familiarize myself, make sure I'm doing it right, because Max Preps is involved in the whole thing now too.
Yeah, because that's going to be the thing, right? That's for the next year. Already started this year, right?
Well, I think they've done that. When I was in Iowa, we had a similar thing. It was called Stats and Go. Everything had to be submitted to them throughout the season. And so in that case, they just flat out took everything right off the line. And if somebody didn't have one in, they sent them nasty email and said, hey, get your scores in. And then what they did was they compiled them and they sent them out to the coaches and we seeded them. And it's a similar system here. You know, so you get a little input. But in the end, you know, if people, like I get out, and I know Jeff gets out, and we see a lot of people play. Some coaches don't. Sometimes it comes down to records. And so, you know, that's what we felt last night was a big win for us, because you want to have the best record you can, because there's going to be a lot of people out there looking, and that's all they see.
What's your gut tell you? You think you're going to be sent with Farmington? You think they'll keep you both together there, or depending on how the seeding, right?
Right. It depends on the seeding. But if we become a top four team, and I would think with our record 21-4, I think it's probably about as solid as anybody's, and two of those losses were to Farmington. So I think that, with that record, we should be able to be a top four seed, and then they should look at, you know, geography after that, is my understanding. So if you've got one at Porter and you've got one at Farmington, and Farmington is going to be at Farmington, and, I guess we could go either way, but I would think, you know, we're a heck of a lot closer to Farmington than we are to Porta. And you've got Tremont, should probably be another one, and Olympia. I would think they would go down to Porta, but again, depending on how everybody's records fall by next Wednesday by 11 o'clock when we have to have them in, I guess that could change a little bit. You know, I've seen all the major teams in the region play, and I still think it comes down to us in Farmington, whether we play in the same gym or opposite gym.
Right.
I still think we're the best two teams out of the four, but
absolutely,
time will tell.
21-4, we've got four games remaining. Good luck against Delavan Friday, and then at Williamsfield on Saturday. And when you look at this particular type of thing, keeping the guys loose, again, you talk a lot about that with your team, you know, kind of concentrating on the focus and the goal ahead here, the next couple of games ahead of you.
Oh, yeah. You know, we had a thing on the board last night. Coach Schaefer put it up there. There is no tomorrow without today. We've got to focus on this game. That's it. The downside of having a lot of time off is that kids, you know, they're kids. They can begin to wander. But this team's done a pretty good job of sticking with it, not letting themselves, you know, get too far ahead. And I think, you know, as a coaching staff, you know, I've been at this since 1984. So been around a little while, had a few teams in this situation. And I think, you know, we understand what we need to do with the kids. And one thing I'll say about the IB kids ever since I came there 4 years ago, they buy into the program. You know, if I tell them this is what they need to do to get prepared for the game, they do it. And as long as we continue to do that, I think, you know, I think we can keep them focused and keep them where they need to be.
Hopefully the Taylor will be healthy and you have a nice stretch run, and good luck to you this week in your preparation.
Appreciate it, Leo.
Thank you. They've asked from Lonnie Bluffs, they're 21-4. Coming up this week, girls, small school. We'll talk to Lewistown coach Greg Bennett. Those are unveiled. We'll talk about that. We'll take a quick timeout. Sports Saturday live from Hy-Vee.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the cold weather season. Shovels, snow throwers, salt, heaters, outdoor tools and equipment for this winter, all available now at your local Farm King store. Find gloves, hats, insulated boots, coats, Carhartts, socks, and much more for everyone in your family to stay warm and bundled up during the cold weather. It's Farm King, your family store with more in Kewaunee, Burlington, Macomb, Canton, Monmouth, and Galesburg.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com for faster-than-fast internet service from Mid-Century Fiber. While there, check out the lock-in-your-price-for-life offer, pricing, and more. Or call 778-8611. To experience this next-generation technology, Mid-Century Fiber needs to hear from you. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com today and be part of the faster-than-fast fiberhood. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Back, we're going to talk girls basketball on our final segment. Lewistown girls coach Greg Bennett. Man, it's been an age and a half, man, since you've been a part of our program. I know with your scheduling and some of our conflicts of our broadcast or inability to broadcast a couple of weeks, and we had some of the high stuff there. But, again, finishing out 16-12, and, again, lost to Elmwood this week in another close game by 3 points, and, again, to kind of finish the season. But talk about hey, how many seniors do you have to finish out the season this year?
We have one
senior, right?
You know, and she's done a very good job for us. Josie Welker is our lone senior. Unfortunately, we didn't quite get the job done for her on senior night the other night. But Elmwood's a good ball club, and that ball game could have went either way. They actually jumped out to a lead on us in the second quarter, and pushed the lead all the way up to 15, probably in the middle of the third quarter. But then we came back and cut it all the way down to a 1-point ball game. and had plenty of chances down the stretch to win it, but we just didn't quite get the job done against the good Elmwood team the other night.
Yeah, when you turn the corner after the Beardstown tournament, and I thought through a stretch there offensively, you guys really turned the corner, did a pretty good job, didn't you, during that stretch?
Yeah, we really did. The Beardstown tournament, we played unbelievably well. We came out of the Beardstown tournament and then played very well right then, and then beat a very good South Fulton team pretty convincingly. Mm-hmm. And then actually we kind of went through a little bit of a downward spin, but a lot of that was,
Camp Point, right?
Yeah, we mentioned yeah. Josie Welker a minute ago. She had mono-type conditions with an enlarged spleen, and she was out all the way until, I guess, the Farmington game. So I think part of our little slump we had there in the middle of the season is due to Josie being out, besides the fact we played some real good competition down at Camp Point. But ever since we got Josie back, we've actually played very, very well. We beat Farmington, a decent Farmington, very, very convincingly. We beat an okay Illini Bluffs team by about 20-some points. We lost a tough game up at a very good Knoxville team. And we lost a very, we actually played at Elmwood very, very well. Mm. But, we didn't get Josie back until after, we went through a tough stretch, and she has provided very good senior leadership all year, and you have to have some of that with one senior on the team.
Yeah, when you look at Havana, who won the conference this season, and one of the things, having a new coach, it took them a little while to get a little bit of stability, but once they dug in defensively, man, it might be one of the better groups that they've had defensively. I mean, they just did not give up a lot of points, did they?
Havana's very good defensively, and they've got they've got a good core group of seniors mm-hmm. who have been 3-4 year starters in some cases, and those are the kind of teams usually have a lot of success. Those teams where you've got a veteran group of kids who've worked together for years and sweat together for years, and really have bought into the program, and then they've done a very nice job.
Yeah, you look at the group there because you have Brimfield, who's right in the line there. Knoxville has had a couple of losses in the conference season, and you guys were right in the thick of things, really there.
Oh yeah, and you look at our conference. At the top end of our conference, I think, is pretty darn good. You get Havana's a very good ball club, Knoxville's a very good ball club, Brimfield's a very good ball club.
Well, Farmington won 17 games. You look at them,
yeah,
and they were
exactly
about 500 in the conference.
That just shows something about the toughness of our conference. And then you've got us and Elmwood right up there, and I think Elmwood Lewiston is right there. You could throw a blanket over all of us, and you could probably throw South Fulton under that same blanket. And Farmington is not that far behind, so you've got a very, very tough group at the top of our conference. And once again, you and I have talked a lot of times about schedule strength and conference strength and things like that. Well, those are things I think that can really help you when you move out of the postseason if you've played a good conference schedule, you've played in some tough tournaments.
You think it makes a difference, again, there's been a lack this year of a lot of senior players. I mean, the grouping, you had one on your team, and that's been pretty much across the board. A lot of teams are having graduated just a few players, and a lot of underclass players in a lot of the girls' teams, aren't there?
A lot of very good young players around here, there's no doubt about that at all. But looking at it, I think I look around, and I think we still may be about the youngest team around. I kind of like it. So I think everybody is losing more than we are this year. But, there's definitely a lot of very good young talent in the area. And, I'm really looking forward to the postseason this year, and I'm really looking forward to the next few years because I think the sky's the limit with some of the young kids we have right now.
One of the things I need to give you a credit to, and the underclass group finished undefeated, first time since, 2009?
Actually, the first time, I figured out because Coach McLaughlin put something on social media yesterday about the underclass kids and they're completing their undefeated season, and they had a tremendous season, there's no doubt about it. Actually, the first time since 1999
really?
that we've had an undefeated first off season.
And the year before you lost one, right?
We had a couple years. Yeah, there are a few years. I know that because the only reason I was able to research everything very quickly, I've got all my old Fresh Soft scorebooks when I was Fresh Soft coach.
But
1999, I think, was the only year that since I've been here before this one that we had an undefeated season. We had a couple other years where you've got one loss, two loss, three losses. And when what you got to think about with small school basketball, a lot of times you do not have all of your kids playing down. Or you have a couple kids who don't play down at all, or you have kids who can only play a quarter or two. So the fact that those young kids were able to finish undefeated against some pretty good teams were there games that they, you know, that they didn't have the Anna Heffern girl hardly at all year. They didn't have Sydney Schaefer hardly at all this year. There are times they only had Hannah Burtis for a quarter or Bailey Mayberry for a quarter. You know, so a lot of times they were not at full strength, but they still managed to defeat everybody on their schedule, which is pretty impressive. And like I said, as far as I know, it's only the second time in school history we've had an undefeated first team. And I understand reasons why. We've had some great kids come through here, but a lot of times they're not playing for us.
Right.
And hats off to Coach McLaughlin and the young kids for how hard they worked this year. Last weekend was probably the only time all year they've played at full strength. That was down at the Havana Prayersoft Shootout. I couldn't be at your radio show because
right.
It was a fun day for me because Coach McLaughlin had a graduate class, so I got to coach him full strength for the first time all year, and we beat a very good, a decent Havana Prayersoft team by about 40. And we beat a pretty good South Fulton Prayersoft team by about 30. You know, but that's how good that group could be when they all play together.
Isn't that kind of neat to see what's down the line for you?
I mean,
got to keep you anxious and hungry to kind of do well here. Regional, you guys get shifted to Springfield Lutheran, even though there's one at Bushnell, one at Table Grove.
Well, I think there's actually probably four Class A regionals closer to us than driving to Springfield.
Yeah.
But so geographically, sometimes I'm not sure about the IHSA. But I like our chances down there. You know, we're at Springfield Lutheran, be the top seed down there, and it's on their floor. I've got a chance to take a look at them. They've got one outstanding player by the name of Elmore, who scores a lot of points. I think they're well coached and everything else, but I don't think it's a terrible draw for us. I'm really kind of looking forward to getting down there. And you know, we open up with Roanoke Benson. I know where Roanoke Benson is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they get sucked all the way down to Springfield either, but we play Roanoke Benson, and that'll be kind of interesting because I've never played Roanoke Benson in anything.
No, I can't remember.
Coaching career.
Yeah, and one of the things you take a look at the all the regionals that will be Lutheran, Bushnell, Astoria, they all feed into the Lewistown sectional. So that's a huge one. If it happened to kind of win your regional at Springfield, it would be nice to host your sectional there as well. Be a part of that.
We've talked about all year how you know, we'll take our wins and losses over the course of the season, but the whole goal is to be playing your best ball when it comes down to postseason. And I said, listen to this, ladies. If we can win a regional, we get to host the sectional on our own floor. And on our own floor, I like our chances against anybody. You know, we don't lose on our own floor very often. I think we shoot better in our gym. I think you get a lot more fan support when you're at home.
Absolutely.
You know, girls basketball, a lot of times you're on the road, you may have mom and dad in the stands, and that's about it. But you know, we'll get a lot better fan support at home. So if we can take care of business on Tuesday against Roanoke and take care of business on Thursday against Lutheran, we're home on our own floor next Monday night. And I really think that would be a great achievement for this ragtag group of one senior, three juniors, and a bunch of freshmen and sophomore kids to pull off a regional championship and then have a fighting chance in the section on your own floor.
When you look at this group, who has really been the standout leader for this team? Who is kind of a kind of taking the grasp of the moment, because sometimes it can be a little overwhelming when you're underclass and, you know, in that particular area.
You know, and like I said, I think our senior, Josie Walker, has done a great job keeping things together. I think we've got great junior leadership out of Mackenzie Goldring and Ashlyn Towery. They've definitely done a nice job. When you look at somebody who's really had to step up, however, I think you have to look at Anna Heffern.
Yeah.
You know, here we are, you know, early in the season, right after county tournament, all of a sudden Trissa Shago, our returning starting point guard, our leading returning scorer, I think in a lot of different ways, one of our true leaders, goes down with a knee injury. She's out for the season, and now you have to put a freshman in to the full-time point guard role for the rest of the season. And she's done a tremendous job, you know. And she's about, I think I've got her listed at like 5'5 or 5'6, but she's probably about 5'2, 5'3. And she tells me she weighs like 90 some pounds, but I'm betting she looks like she weighs about 70 pounds. But you got like a 5'2 kid who weighs about 70 pounds who's become a great leader as a freshman. And she's done.
She's got some talent who plays with a great heart.
Yeah, well, and she's just, the officials of the day say, does her battery ever run out?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't get many blows on the floor because of the fact that I really don't have another true point guard. Bailey Mayberry, who has done a tremendous job as a sophomore for this year, and I usually bring her off the bench as like our sixth woman, and she can just light it up. But Bailey Mayberry can play point guard, but she's more of a true off guard. So Anna doesn't get many blows on the floor, but she just keeps going and going and going and going. And like the other night against Elmwood, it's fourth quarter, and she's still going 100 miles an hour. Those Elmwood kids were dog tired, and that's when we made a big run at them at the end of the game. But now she's done a tremendous job for a freshman stepping in and playing a varsity role.
You know, I was looking at, you guys got a good chance of getting out of your regional. Then you look at Princeville, who's had a record number of year. Coach Gross, who won a state tournament. He was at Limestone. He's been at Richwoods, a couple of different things in regards to that. They have an opportunity to be one of those. Mending Unity would probably be another team, possibly, if they get by in South Fulton. Brimfield, Elmwood, you can kind of toss that up, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be interesting. We had our big game against Elmwood the other night. We had a good crowd there because Springfield Lutheran was there. They were scouting. They bought their whole team. And then down in the fourth corner, I could see the coach from Princeville sitting there eating a big bag of popcorn. So we got to give everybody a little extra show, and we made a little extra admission money, so I guess that's okay. But, it could be a heck of a sectional. I've seen Princeville a little bit earlier on, very, very well-coached, talented team. Play a pretty tough zone and don't make a lot of mistakes. I would assume Mendon would beat South Fulton, but, they have to do it on South Fulton's floor, which could be a tough challenge for them. But Mendon's got two outstanding players, do a very good job defensively. They're another one of those teams who have 3- and 4-year starters, which makes Mendon very dangerous, and they beat us earlier on. And then out of the other regional, I think it's either going to be Elmwood or Brimfield. Like you said, you could flip a coin. They're both very, very solid teams. We lost to Elmwood in a very close game, and we got killed by Brimfield. We shot like 3 out of 20-something from the 3-point line and about 7 out of 30 from in the paint. We just had a terrible night shooting the ball, and nothing seemed to go right all night. But I would love to play Brimfield again or play Elmwood again or Mendon again, and I'd like to play Princeville, but we don't get the opportunity to do that unless we can take care of business against Roanoke and Lutheran.
That'll be Tuesday night, 7:30, Springfield Lutheran. Good luck to Lewistown. They're the number 3 seed. They'll take on Roanoke Benson. That'll be a 7:30 game. Benny, always appreciate it. Thanks for help throughout the season. Good luck, and as you begin the trek there for the state, and again, it's always a great beginning. It's like the new founded season, and you still have that opportunity with a young basketball team to make a mark for themselves.
Yeah, we're in season 3. This is when it gets real. This is when you lose and you go home, and the stakes are a lot higher, and it's a great time of year. Sometimes towards the end of the season, things start dragging a little bit.
They can.
Everybody gets a little bit reinvigorated by the fact that, hey, this is go time now. So hopefully we're ready for go time, and our girls get fired up, and we do some great things like we're capable of.
Benny, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Leon.
Hopefully next week we'll be able to talk to you. And
hopefully next week we'll be talking about Lewistown's regional
championship, right?
And hosting the sectional at home.
Absolutely. Benny, again, Coach Greg Bennett from Lewistown. Don't forget we have Illinois, Minnesota coming up today at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock tip-off. Later tonight, Bob and I will be on the road. We'll be at Metamora tonight for the boys at 6:30. Everybody have a great – who's your pick in the Super Bowl? Who's your pick there?
When it gets right down to it, looking at the Super Bowl, it's usually the team with the best defense, so I think the Patriots are going to win, and Leon's going to buy me a steak.
All right. I got the Atlanta Falcons, so we'll go head-to-head there. But that'll join us. Again, thanks for on this Sports Saturday, live from Hy-Vee. Breakfast buffet being served up. We'll have that for you. And, of course, coming up, Megan back to her return. Good to have her back in the saddle again after her surgery. Good to have her back operating the board back here at the studios, WBYS. For Sports Saturday, thanks to the good folks here at Hy-Vee and for Coach Bennett. All the area coaches are joining us on this Sports Saturday live from Hy-Vee or streamed online, 1560WBYS.com. Have a safe Sports Saturday, everyone.
This has been Coach's Roundtable, a Fulton County tradition of breakfast and sports conversation with area coaches from Canton, Farmington, Illini Bluffs, Lewistown, and North Fulton. Broadcast sponsors include Mid-Century Fiber, Facet, Nerds on Call, Haynes Physical Therapy, Davis Ford, Spoon River College, Perkins Seed House, Lozier Oil, Davis Buick GMC, GM Mechanical, Farm King, Mid-America National Bank, Spoon River Animal Animal Clinic, Art Hustler Auto Plaza, and the Hy-Vee Food Store on North Main in Canton, home of Coach's Roundtable. Visit 1560wbys.com for streaming online and the free Streams app for your iPhone, smartphone, or other devices. This has been a presentation of WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM and Prairie Radio Communications, the leader in high school sports coverage.